Much of our current fear of sharks comes from a species few people have ever seen, the oceanic white-tip shark, a predator whose population has been depleted almost to extinction by commercial fishing. Michael Dolmeyer, president of the Marine Conservation Science Institute in Waikoloa, has studied their behavior at first hand well enough to know that they live up to their fearsome reputation. His research is part of an upcoming televised Shark Week segment, and he told us what a close encounter with an oceanic white tip can feel like.
My focus in the shark world, and what I'm really well known for, is my work on great white sharks. I've really been able to rewrite what we thought we knew about them by catching large adults and putting long-term satellite transmitters on them. But I moved to Hawaii about 4 years ago, and the oceanic white tip shark I've always been fascinated by, but they're really hard to find, which is a bit ironic because at one time they're one of the most abundant sharks in the ocean. And most people have never even heard of an oceanic white-tipped shark.
Yeah.
But there were times in our history of mankind when it, in fact, was the deadliest shark on the planet. You know, before naval architecture got to where ships rarely sink, there were, you know, often ships sinking at sea, and we had no weather forecasting, so you couldn't avoid bad storms.
Yeah.
And the oceanic white tip was just doing its job, you know, sort of being the garbage man of the ocean.
Right.
But not really a super-duper stealthy predator like a great white shark, but they're very good at taking opportunities when they have them. And so, like the USS Indianapolis, a famous case of a ship going down in the Pacific,
yeah.
And many, I forget the number, but it was hundreds of sailors were killed by oceanic white-tip sharks. So,
yeah,
this year I'm shifting some focus to the oceanic white-tip, and we did. We filmed the program for Discovery Channel to sort of put them back on the radar. And my main objective is to put them on the radar for conservation purposes because they have by been overfished because they're incidentally caught by longliners that are fishing open ocean for tuna and swordfish. And they have very big fins, and the fins are valuable, so they have been really hit hard. At the same time, you know, I did spend some time in the water with them, and I can say they are still a deadly shark, not one that you think you can just go swimming with if you see it. They can be quite scary.
What's different about their behavior that makes them that way?
They have absolutely no fear. If you go diving on a coral reef, most sharks you see are going to run away from you. Oceanic white tip, when he sees you, comes right at you and just starts hovering around. And I, you know, they just start to wear you down because they don't come in and just bite you. They just start circling and nudging and getting closer and closer, like a vulture just waiting for a weakness.
Yeah.
And I think that's where it's a problem. If you were on a boat that sank, you would eventually start getting tired. And look, I had a mask on my face. I could see what's going on. I could see them coming. I could kind of poke them in the face. Or push them away from me.
Yeah.
But if you can't see them, you know, you're in a world of trouble. So now there are some people in the shark conservation community that try to portray sharks as misunderstood, not dangerous. Well, that's true for the majority of species, but there are a handful that are dangerous, and this is one of them.
And this is something you better know about if you're going to get anywhere around them. What is it about when you say, you know, they're waiting for signs of weakness as you're in the water? Is that things like an irregular rhythm to your movements, you know, the kind that a wounded creature might make?
I don't think that people in the water make the same kind of sound that, like, a wounded fish would make. So it's hard for me to say. I think they're just waiting to let you stop pushing them off, you know, and they're going to come in and take a little taste. And once that happens, you know, it's all over. There are some dive operators in the world, particularly in the Bahamas, where you can go with them, and they know these sharks very well. And the sharks are somewhat trained. They behave themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how I got my introduction to oceanic white tips, was in the Bahamas. And it was enjoyable. I did bring another scientist with me, and he actually got pretty spooked and got out of the water at one point. But they're a beautiful shark. They're not really a threat to people because they don't live anywhere near the coastline. They like very deep, dark blue water. So although we do get into that kind of water quite quickly in Hawaii, still, most people are not swimming, you know, half a mile offshore in Hawaii.
So you'd be far more likely to encourage to encounter a reef shark, a tiger shark, one or the
Absolutely.
Other. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah, that's the only other one that really worries me in Hawaii is tiger sharks, and because they are very coastal. The interesting thing about oceanic white tips in Hawaii is that they have a really unusual association with pilot whales. And I don't know that that's found anywhere else in the world.
Really?
But that, yes, in fact, that's how we eventually found them in Hawaii, is by looking for the pilot whales and jumping in the water with the whales, and then the sharks were often following the whales. So the whales would go by, and then, you know, about a minute and a half later, an oceanic white tip would go by. But we had to sort through a lot of pods of whales, because even here in Hawaii, they have the numbers have really been reduced.
Well, that's a shame, and I don't know if everybody understands what the negative impact of losing the majority of the members of a shark species, but it's a serious impact, isn't it?
It sure can be, and in many ways we don't understand the it has an ecological effect that in some cases we have noticed, and in other cases that you just don't know what's going to happen. But when you remove a top predator from an ecosystem, then the ecosystem will change. And the best example I can give is the Sea of Cortez, where sharks used to be extremely abundant, and as well as tuna, swordfish, marlin, very healthy ecosystem. But those sharks have been wiped out because of the fin trade. And also in Mexico, they eat sharks. And as a result, there's a species of squid called the genus of Tacitacus, or jumbo squid, or Humboldt squid.
Mm-hmm.
And that thing is just taking over the Sea of Cortez now. And they get really big, and they get to be like 100 pounds. And they are super abundant now, voracious predators, and they're changed the entire ecosystem. Because now, even if we try to let the tuna and marlin and species come back, the tuna and marlin start off as little tiny, you know, 5 millimeter long critters.
Yeah.
Well, the squid can just devour them when they're that size. And so it's going to be really hard for them to recover.
This is a classic example of an environment thrown out of balance, isn't it?
Exactly, yep.
Well, that's it's a great story. I mean, it's a great and is the kind of thing that you know should stimulate lots of further research. There's obviously lots of interesting areas for you yet to explore, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's only a couple of researchers with any dedicated studies to oceanic white tips in the world. Part of the problem is they're hard to find. But there's another researcher at University of Hawaii, Melanie Hutchinson. She's tagged a couple, not very many. Again, they're just hard to find. And then some colleagues of mine in the Bahamas, they have actually quite good access to them there. And I was unable to put a tag on an oceanic white tip during our filming. They were not cooperating. We did find a few, but they were more interested in the pilot whales than they were in taking a bait and getting tagged. So it's still a challenge that I have to meet.
Michael Dolmeyer is the president of the Marine Conservation Science Institute in Waikoloa. His research on oceanic white-tip sharks will be featured on the Deadliest Sharks episode of the Discovery Channel's Shark Week series. It will air next Wednesday, and you can link to more information on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.